USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Memorial Day weekend events will be the first major test of America against the coronavirus as millions of people are heading outdoors. Most beaches will have enforced social distancing.
If we don't get voluntary compliance to a beach ambassador, then they'll ask for law enforcement to come and actually enforce the governor's executive orders for the distancing.
But there are different rules depending on where you are.
Obviously, it's advisable at all times, but I don't think it's realistic or practical to ask people to wear a mask.
Calling houses of worship essential, President Trump called on the nation's governors to allow them to reopen despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump said if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them. France is allowing religious services to resume after a legal challenge to the government's ban on such gatherings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
FBI Director Christopher Wray ordered a review of the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. The review will determine whether current employees engaged in misconduct. President Trump is celebrating a new addition to his immediate family, a lawyer. His youngest daughter, Tiffany, has recently graduated from Georgetown Law School. At 26, Tiffany is President Trump's daughter with his second ex-wife, actress Marla Maples. She had to give up the traditional commencement ceremony after school shut down and shifted to online instruction because of the coronavirus outbreak. Tiffany Trump is the first lawyer in the family business. Her older siblings, Donald, Ivanka, and Eric, followed their father into the world of business. Her younger brother, Barron, is 14 and enrolled in a private school in Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to LimpBells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Some spectator sports are returning as states begin to reopen their economies. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
NASCAR drivers preparing to hit the track for the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway on Sunday. This will be the third race in 7 days for the drivers, and according to Adam Alexander with Fox Sports, NASCAR had a lot of different plans they were working on when ultimately putting the schedule together and coming up with the plan that we're seeing.
And NASCAR, when they put out their schedule and we started going forward with the season again, said this was the 65th different version of the schedule they had put out because they had to work right through so many different logistics, making sure they could get all these races in.
A Hall of Fame NBA coach has passed away, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Jerry Sloan, the Hall of Fame coach who was a fixture for decades in Utah and took the Jazz to the NBA Finals in 97 and 98, passed away at the age of 78. The Jazz said he died from complications of Parkinson's disease and dementia. Sloan had been in failing health for many years. He spent 23 seasons coaching in Utah, the team with John Stockton and Karl Malone leading the way in most of those seasons. He finished below 500 only once. Sloan won 2,221 games in his career, the fourth highest total in NBA history. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.